Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast with new episodes released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Yes, it is a Monday, and apologies if you're expecting a big interview show, but I'm all interviewed out for 2022, so they're going to return in the new year. But I didn't want to leave you stranded, so here's a This Day Rocks to keep you going. Now, today is December the 19th, and on this day in rock and roll history, way back in 1955, Carl Perkins, 2 days after writing the song, records Blue Suede Shoes, famously covered by Elvis, of course. It's one of the first rockabilly songs ever recorded. It's seen as being so important, it was selected by the National Recording Preservation Board into the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. All sounds very grand, doesn't it? Sadly, on this day in 1993, we lost Michael Clarke. He was the drummer for the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers. He was just 47 years old. On this day in 1970, Elton John's first US hit entered the Billboard Hot 100. Your Song would eventually rise to number 8 in the charts. And on this day in 1969, the Beatles released their last Christmas record, the Beatles' seventh Christmas record, snappily titled. It was released to fan club members in the UK and US first. But for our main show, we are remembering someone who would have been 78 years old today. Yes, born on this day in 1944 was Graham Anthony Barnes, better known as Captain Speedfingers Alvin Lee. He was, of course, the lead singer and guitarist with the band 10 years after. His lightning-fast guitar playing earned him the nickname Captain Speedfingers and was named the fastest guitarist in the West. 10 years after gave an iconic performance at the now legendary and iconic Woodstock Festival of 1969 and released big-selling albums like A Space in Time, Cricklewood Green and Stonehenge. I spoke with his former bandmate, Rick Lee, no relation, on episode 29 of Vintage Rock Pod, and I'm going to play you a fun story from that interview where the record company messed with one of their big hits and the kind of funny effect it had on jukeboxes.
And the one in the UK, which was a top 10 hit, went really big, was Love Like a Man. Although the record company, or whoever it was that decided on who were going to release it, managed to chop it from 7 minutes to 3, didn't they, when they released it?
Well, Alvin certainly wasn't happy about that. Well, I don't think any of us were, but he certainly wasn't. And, I mean, it's pretty silly because the guitar solo just goes, pew, and that's it, just one note. Because it was in the studio, we jammed it in the studio, you know.
Yeah.
So Alvin said, well, if you're doing that, then you've got to put the full version on the B-side. And they said, well, we can't do that. It's too long. And he said, yes, you can. You put it at 33 then a third revs, like an LP in those days, which finally they agreed to. So you had the A-side at 45 and the B-side at 33, which was a first, I think.
Yeah, I think it was, and I think it had issues for jukeboxes at the time as well, didn't it?
Oh, well, that was a problem. Yeah, we were in the south of France, and Leo and Chick and I went out for a drink to Albert's bar. Albert was the local taxi driver, and they had a little bar just down the road from where we were recording in Cap Ferrat, south of France. David Niven, the film actor, had a house on the opposite promontory. And went in and... somebody got up, and I think the people in the bar had recognised us, and somebody got up and put the single on, but they put the B-side on, so it played at 45, so it was twice as fast as it should be. But the bizarre thing was they got up and danced to it. And when it had finished, they applauded us, you know, and we had to sort of take a bow, you know. It was bizarre. So we finished our drinks and left. We went down the next night, and the same darn thing happened. They repeated the process. It was unbelievable. Talk about deja vu.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The wonderful Rick Lee there. You can hear the full interview with Rick, where he talks about their incredible set at Woodstock, the performance that brought them US attention at the Fillmore East, or was it West? And so much more as well. Episode 29 for all those stories. And that's it for today's This Day Rocks. I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock goodness. But until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.